There's something terribly wrong with a world in which we've got more real choice at the corner coffee shop than we do at the ballot box.
The Declaration of Independence doesn't talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of politics. It talks about the pursuit of happiness, what we do in our own private time. In there is a source code for how we might finally improve politics in the 21st century.
Libertarianism always places an all chips on black wager on the future, on the ability of free individuals to invent more and more interesting choices for how we can live our lives.
Much of what we enjoy in the 21st century, the internet, freedom to travel, good beer, finally, food trucks, have come about as a direct result of deregulation.
You want to know why independents are growing in number and power according to every poll and survey? It's because in a world where our choices are Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner, the survivors will envy the dead.
Politicians and pundits are forever talking about a new permanent governing majority of this party or that. In fact, what is emerging is a permanent non-governing minority of individuals and independents who swarmed to single-issue topics to finally change politics for the better.
I'm confident that my kids are going to get to do things we can't even imagine yet. But that can only happen if we make a stand now to reduce the size and scope of government and the burden it's placing on the future.